Gay people are evil.
It provides kicks to be a homosexual.
Evil, right down to their cold black hearts.
Just love me. Just
I do love
baby,
you, but you have to listen to me.
Understand my mental.
You don't
needs.
Understand that it makes me want to kill you.
It's Christian and Vince.
Oh my God, was this day ever going to get here?
No, it's never going to get
and
here,
it's
baby.
It's still not
Hello.
Friday.
I know. But tomorrow's Friday. That's great. And I'm
yes.
off Monday.
I know. I'm so happy about that. That
Yay.
Was a really sweet and pleasant surprise.
I know, and I just couldn't hold it in. You're
well,
so
glad.
Mean to me.
What do you mean to you?
Because I told you I had a surprise for you, but I wasn't going to tell you because mm-hmm. it was a surprise, and you just kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
I can't help it.
And then
it.
You made me...
Don't tell me that you have a surprise for me if you got a surprise. Just surprise me.
You know, the funny thing is that...
you take you know what? You diminish surprises by...
By telling you
yeah.
that it's going to be a surprise?
It's
I knew when I was on my way home that it, as soon as I got in the door... And it was so cute and thinking about it that it just tickled me.
What?
I knew that as soon as I walked in the door, you're going to come up to me like a little kid and start rifling through my
pockets
and everything. Go, where's my
where's
surprise?
My Where
putting your hands
it?
In my pockets. And I just, you know, it was so sweet. And you did that. And I went, I'm not going to tell you. I'm off on Monday.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that, though.
I couldn't even hold off for a damn minute.
Baby, please get off even more.
I'm trying, baby. You got work to do.
You know what you missed last night?
What?
Halloween.
Oh, no, I didn't miss it. I just
I
wasn't
see your
at the
mouth
house.
Is all red from candy, though.
Ah, is it?
Yes, it is. What was that?
It's what's... a jawbreaker.
Baby, I don't... You know what? Let's get our Heimlich maneuver procedure down
baby.
Here. Because if you're going to be talking with that big piece of candy in your mouth,
it's
you got to be prepared.
Baby?
Yes.
Let's do the Heimlich maneuver.
No. What? I'm just telling you, if you start choking, you better stand up and put your back to me immediately, okay?
Baby.
I'm going to be... I baby. Don't want you choking during the
baby,
show.
I don't have to be choking to do that.
Vince.
What? Baby, we don't have to go to such drastic measures for something like that. I'm not one of those pass-out sex kind of people.
Too bad, too.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
All right. You know what that
I'm
is, right?
I'm just preparing. I
you know
have,
what that is?
What?
That's when people are having sex, and what they do is they'll twist something around their neck, or the other person
yeah,
will put
called
their...
asphyxiation.
Is that
pass
crazy?
Out
they'll like,
sex. What you...
They'll, like, choke the other guy out or other girl out when they're about to blow their wad.
It's pretty weird.
And then they pass out yeah. at the moment that they do it, so they miss the whole thing, so I don't get it.
Well, it's supposed to intensify the orgasm.
Yeah, but you're passed out, so what does it matter?
Well, no, the point is to pass out during orgasm. You know.
Rob says if I'm choking that you'd try to get one last pork, and that was what it's all about. Rob,
one last
Rob.
Pork chop, because I'm hungry.
Baby, ow! You always hungry.
You can join DC Rob and several other people in the chat room. Billy Vincent and Geraldine.
Ferraro?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Miss Margot Davis.
Well,
psychic
say.
Peter Anderson. X-78
Geraldine,
and all.
What's your last name? Or is Geraldine a tranny?
But going to ChristianGrantham.com, clicking on...
baby.
Clicking on... Chats. It's very simple.
Baby, I wish Psychic Peter would call in and tell me if Geraldine's a tranny or not.
I had Vince.
Hey, don't. What, would you, what was that was, you were going to say? How's he going to know?
I was.
Hello.
About to, yes.
Hello. It's his job to know.
I think you all are asking Psychic Peter the wrong kind of questions. Psychic Peter is in the chat room. He's been on the show before. And let me
right.
tell you something.
I want to get a reading.
Well, you know what? He's the guy to have on the show to do that because the last time he was on the show, the phones did not stop ringing.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not
going to... Non-stop ringing. One call after the other. Everybody wanting, you know, Psychic Peter to...
Only, there's only one problem with that with us. We've only got one line.
No, that
sorry,
could,
suckers.
You know
can't
what?
Call in.
That can actually be a good thing.
Well,
so...
If we were inundated with calls, it would be.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, we should totally have Psychic Peter on.
I think he should call and tell us about ourselves. And I don't mean read us like...
Look, he knows...
Oh, y'all so stupid.
He knows too much already. He knows enough to...
Well,
anybody,
I'd like him to pass it
he
on.
He knows as much as anybody else would, not enough to be able to impress you that he's a psychic.
Well, then, well, isn't that so. What being a psychic's all about?
Yes. And
shouldn't
that's
he
why
be able to, regardless?
That's why...
Irregardless.
Well, he know what I'm saying is he knows from listening to the show enough to not impress you.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
There's lots of things that we don't talk about. Granted, our life is basically an open book.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we even talk about, you know, when we do things, we mention it. Guess what we did this weekend?
No, we don't. Well, you do.
Whatever.
It's true. Well, and anyway, you missed all the kids last night. I was surprised. How much candy was in that bucket, that container? How big is the container?
You didn't save any goddamn chocolate.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Don't get that when my boyfriend wants.
Isn't
it
funny? You kept all that. Never mind.
I didn't keep all of them. The kids grabbed what they wanted.
You let them grab things?
I did, and that was probably a mistake.
Jesus, this isn't a soup kitchen.
Well, we had nearly 50 or 60 kids all evening, and it was between 6:30 and about 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. I thought
between 6 and, yeah. and 8 to 8:30 is basically when all of it happens, and then at 9 o'clock it's like the switch is turned off.
Honey, I turned the switch off at 8:30. I wasn't waiting around anymore for any kids.
But I'm just saying, if you were to wait, like when I did it, of course, I had my light on out there till like 11 o'clock when I did it.
Ew, you're crazy.
Because I love people. I don't want to miss out. I don't want one little kid to miss out on nothing.
Fancy. I don't want him to. Nuts.
I don't want some little kid coming out dressed as a hobo because because only they had three brothers and they all had to use the same costume, so they had to trade it off. They had to hand it down during the night. I wanted that kid to get a piece of candy.
You're looking out for little yous, aren't you? Well, I let people grab out of there.
Bringing back my past.
Here's the other thing. I'm sorry. It's so worth bringing back, too.
I know.
I let people grab the candy they wanted. I was going to ask questions. Remember yesterday?
You kept all the goddamn Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls.
Vince, I'm telling you.
I don't like Tootsie Rolls.
The kids left those. I didn't tell people
what
to get.
Well, that's because they're on the bottom. You gave them all the good stuff.
I was surprised to see people or little kids actually reaching for Goo Goo Clusters.
Of course they did. They probably had like 6 or 7 of them. They're probably running home crapping chocolate already.
Whoppers. Those went really fast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. I ate a few bags of those, though.
What were those color? What were those colorful packages, too?
Lifesavers? The gummy Lifesavers?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I had two packages of those.
Really?
Well, I ate one last night and one on the way to work, actually, yesterday.
Okay, well, I saw a couple of those. But kids were kind of picky, but eventually when, you know, they saw, especially when they came in gangs of kids, and
oh,
I was
God.
Like, you know, the trick-or-treat, I'd be like, okay, here you go, happy Halloween, and one kid grabbed into the thing. That's when all of them started grabbing into the
Oh, yeah. You
got to
start doing, like,
nightmare.
Smacking them and doing
and
judo
I was like,
chops.
Great,
like,
this is not going to last.
Do the
evening.
Judo chop like Austin Powers. Judo chop! And well, all of them will fall down in one big pile.
I was not about
Just
to
like in the
kids.
Movies.
Welcome to the Christian Grantham Show.
Hello.
Hi, it's Michelangelo.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Michelangelo. Michelangelo.
Signorelli.
That's what I said.
Now, Michelangelo Signorelli is somebody who had written for a number of months on gay.com. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Thank you.
You had since gone on. Are you working on an independent project right now in the meantime?
Oh, I've been working on a book for quite some time, a new book, and writing a lot of articles all over the place and thinking about doing a column again. But it's quite a grind doing a weekly column.
It is. We just certainly miss your weekly pieces, though, on gay.com.
Well,
so it was wonderful to see a piece by you in the Newsweek, the new Newsweek. I guess it was a November the 6th edition, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually right now online. They call it their Newsweek web exclusive. I guess they scoop themselves. I don't know.
What? Is that possible, technically?
And how do people do that? Anyway, like,
is that technically possible to scoop yourself?
I guess so. You know,
is
welcome to the days of Matt Drudge.
Scooping right. yourself is taking a story before somebody else gets to report it and reporting on it. But if you're the one that had the story and you're
figure.
Reporting it before you were going to report on it, that's just changing the time.
Well, anyway, the circumstances certainly warrant a lot of very interesting perspectives on the September the 11th attacks. And one of those that we saw reported very curiously in, I guess it was the National Enquirer, was a speculation that Muhammad Atta, one of the masterminds behind the September the 11th attack, speculation that he was gay. And so you take on this in your Newsweek piece, and it's linked also from the Daily Clips.
Well, did you see his eyebrows? They were fierce. They were perfect.
That was a dead giveaway,
they,
right?
They looked like they came out of a stencil.
Well, in your piece, you rightfully point out that this seems pretty hypocritical of media. That media, you know, we've been asking, even the National Gay and Lesbian Journalists Association president just put out an open letter to media encouraging them to look into or report equally on the gay heroes. We had seen so much stuff out about the personal lives of the other heroes, and then you point out in this piece, Dateline, for instance. Dateline NBC actually ran a piece on the personal lives of other people, but when it got to Mark Bingham, it was a different story.
Well, it's not like, but they didn't ignore him, though. At least they told his story.
Well, you know, they told his story, but left out this information that he certainly saw and his family certainly saw as important. They're very accepting of him being gay. He has a partner who was left grieving. And, you know, when you, everybody has seen Todd Beamer's wife 1,000 times on television.
Yeah.
I got her face plastered in my mind. You know, the blonde woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just all over the place. And, you know, it's a great story for the media, the grieving wife who's now going to take on the challenge of dealing with the death and, you know, try to help the rest of us not have a fear of flying. You know, she went and flew on the same flight or something a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, you know, but you see all that, but you don't see that same intensity with the gay victims and heroes. I mean, certainly like the San Francisco Chronicle, a couple of other papers reported on it.
Yeah, the Washington Post just recently did a really good piece too.
Yeah, I mean, it takes them, and it's taken them a little time, you know, quite a bit of time to kind of get to it. And, you know, it's not something that they seem to jump on right away, but, you know, what I try to point out in the article is how, but there's this impulse to show the villains, you know, as gay, including that AP photo that went out with the, you know,
the fag bomb.
The fag bomb.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't that weird? And that's how mainstream media is actually reporting the story, too. The fag bomb.
Right.
It's so weird. Even This Way Out, you know, in their news segment, that's how it was titled, the fag bomb issue. But yeah, you're right. It just strikes me as odd, and I'm glad to see, you know, more recent pieces like the Washington Post actually bring this stuff to light. Because, you know, if you do get into other people's personal lives, why miss the opportunity to talk about the gay ones, too? But it also brings up this issue. We're talking now about the possibility of Muhammad Atta being gay. And in your piece, you mentioned, you know, who cares about this? Who does care? I mean, has anybody actually reported in depth other than the National Enquirer about this?
No. And you know, that's probably why I took such a hard position. I mean, I don't necessarily think, I don't think it should be censored if that were true, and there's a lot we could learn about religious fundamentalism and about what, you know, how many gay people, we know that that's something that happens. People who are so self-loathing wind up becoming hardline fundamentalists trying to control their sexuality. So it's not something I think would be wrong or bad to report if there was something there, and it could be something interesting and enlightening. In this case, I didn't see anything beyond stereotypes, you know, that he was a mama's boy, that, you know, his father used to tell him to toughen up, you know, all of this kind of thing. And so is that what the FBI was running with? And what I bring out in the piece, of course, is the FBI has a history of doing that sort of thing, using stereotypes and always equating gay with evil and thinking there's some gay conspiracy behind everything. And that's really what I was trying to get at. I mean, nobody else has had any solid evidence here except for, you know, these stereotypes.
Yeah, and, you know, if that were the case, too, it's likely we wouldn't know anything about it. If the guy was really tortured and, you know, in an Islamic movement that just frowned so much on it that he never even acted out on it, all it would be is a rumor. And it does seem, you know, that it would be something for fodder for, or you know, news media organizations like the New York Post or the National
Enquirer.
And what
seems to be the big thing that got them going is this story that came out where he said that, you know, his will, a story came out revealing that in Ada's will, he said he didn't want women near
yes.
his dead body. And
yes.
it's like, well, honey,
that's in
that
a,
is
isn't that
true
like a
of all,
Taliban thing?
Most Muslim men, you know,
yeah,
women.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
women
no.
are seen as the worst thing in the world. So why does that
yeah,
make him gay, according to Muslims?
Well, yeah, you would think though that in our own community, a lot of people would see that as a sign that he's gay. But it's far from the truth. I mean, this is after all, a very Islamic thing about the presence of women and how to treat women in general.
Yeah,
well, is
I mean,
it
I,
is that more Islamic what we're hearing from them, or is that more like Taliban there? Because they're
yeah,
I don't think most Muslims
think
are so hateful to their women.
I should point out that I didn't mean to say it was all Muslims, but all Muslim fundamentalists of that particular
extremist
strain
yeah.
treat women that way. And, you know, how many gay men do you know that would really say that? I mean, most gay men...
None. They want some fierce women there.
Are women, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, when was the first time Newsweek ever mentioned anything about Muhammad Atta and the possibility of him being gay? Is this the first time?
This is the first time.
Okay.
They had called me because... you know, this rumor was going throughout all of the media and said, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
What, you know, what is the deal with it? And, you know, it comes on the heels of this book about Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you know, it's
gay, right?
Very interesting assertions being made in that book, too. But, yeah, it's a very strange time, you know, when the villain is made out to be gay. And that is a perfect example. And the coincidence of the timing, too, is just appalling. It really is.
Yeah, and of course... Most books, particularly in the first few weeks after September 11th, but even now, have been buried in the coverage.
Yeah.
People cannot get any
And
coverage.
That one floated right up to the top for some bizarre, freaky reason.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say, I have a little bit of, because it's an actual book, and it's scholarly work, and the man is putting forth evidence, I have more, you know, I'm taking it more seriously and saying, okay, maybe it is true. You know, let's really talk about it.
There were some interesting assertions in there.
Yeah.
There really were. I didn't read the book, but I've read enough articles to see what was pointed out as evidence that he was gay.
Yeah, so. And so, you know, if there's something like that, then I say, okay, we shouldn't dismiss it. Let's really talk about it. But with Muhammad Atta, it just seemed it was based on, you know, because his dad said he was girlish.
Yeah, and that was in the New York Times piece, right?
Yes.
Well, Michelangelo Signorelli, people can read this article on Newsweek, which is on MSNBC.com/news/. There's a long URL for this, but can people actually link or get this from your website, Signorelli.com?
They probably can in the next week or so, depending on how quickly I get off my own butt and put it up there.
All right, well, cool. Well, look,
how do you
we look,
spell that? I have no idea. I'd probably sit there for hours trying to figure it out.
But I would say, yeah, go to Newsweek.com.
All right, and it's posted right there. It's MSNBC's website, too. And we really look forward to seeing more of you in some articles in the time you're writing this book, too.
Well, thanks. I'll keep in touch with you, and
excellent.
Good luck with the show.
Yep, thank you very
thanks.
Much, Michael.
Take care.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can read more about this very interesting, you know, the rumors around Muhammad Atta being gay. If you link or actually jump to the link
dear.
On Daily Clips
my dear boy.
At ChristianGrantham.com. It's really, you know, all of this came from a speculation first published in the National Enquirer. Michelangelo Signorelli, somebody who's written weekly articles for Gay.com, writing specially for Newsweek magazine. So I guess we should take a break real quick.
Yeah, we should, baby. We're going to have to play all our commercials, or our sponsors are going to get pissed.
We'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll jump into more of the Daily Clips right here on Christian Grantham Show.